Your hometown news station, AM 1300 KGLO Mason City. Jesse Stewart here, and we are catching up now with Wayne Fithian, the agronomy manager with Rob Seco, joining us on the KGLO Limeline today. Wayne, how are you?
I'm doing real well, Jesse, and thanks for the opportunity to spend a little bit of time with your listeners.
Hey, Wayne, we appreciate you joining the program today. Thanks so much for being on KGLO, and great to catch up with you and the folks at Rob Seco. Now, I know you're the agronomy manager with Rob Seco, and obviously, you know, we're kind of in that period right now. You and I were talking on the phone, that down period. It's winter. There's not any activity going in the fields. People are kind of going through their winter meetings and making decisions and getting ready for 2020. But, you know, looking back at 2019, obviously, it was a challenging year across the Corn Belt for growers. And how do we take, you know, what we learned in the field in 2019 and kind of apply that to getting ready for 2020? Why don't we start there, Wayne? What are some thoughts you have on that?
That's a great topic. And, you know, when you look at 2019, it was a, as you said, very challenging year. And actually, some of that challenge started in the fall of 18 because we had a wet fall in 2018 and we had a hard time getting the crop out, and it got pretty late before we got everything harvested in the fall of 18. So we didn't get a lot of field work done, and that meant in 2019 we needed the kind of spring where we could get out and do some field work, get some nitrogen on, you know, get some tillage done if we're in a tillage type program. And boy, the winter of 2019 just didn't let us do that. There was just lots and lots of snow, and spring had a hard time coming. And when we did finally start to warm up, it was about time to plant the crops, and it started raining. So we got behind right from the beginning, and that really kind of set the tone for what happened the rest of the summer.
Well, Wayne, you know, looking at 2019 and those thoughts you had there, and looking to this year, I know there's some concern already just with the snowpack and the moisture and the saturated ground that we have here currently in the Midwest, that we could see a little bit of a repeat of 2019 and 2020. So How do we prepare for that? How do we get ready for that potential as we look here, in the next couple of months ahead, getting ready for spring planting?
Yeah, I think that's a great question, and it's a great, I think, area of thought that a lot of people need to be getting prepared for, because, gosh, we get a couple of untimely rains or another snowstorm, and we could be just as wet when it gets to be time to plant corn in mid and late April. So I think what I saw last year was that the earlier planted the corn, the better the crop did. So the early and mid-May planted corn yielded great. The late May planted corn was disappointing, and the June planted corn was really disappointing. And soybeans followed, you know, when corn got shifted back, soybeans got shifted back, and the soybeans went in the middle of May did well, and the soybeans that went in late May were not as good, and the soybeans that went in June just got more and more disappointing as we got later into June. So what it tells me is, like any year, the earlier we can plant, likely the happier we're going to be with the crops we raise. So what I'd like to get people to think about is, how can I get that crop planted? What do I need to do to get my fertilizer on, to get my weed control on, to get whatever work needs to be done and still be timely with planting? Or is there some of that work that I could put behind the planter, you know, because the most important thing to be doing in late April, early May is running that planter. And so rather than trying to put fertilizer on, maybe just skip and put the fertilizer on after the planter. Rather than trying to do it before the planter, or trying to figure out ways, if you're going into that soybean stubble, let's forget about that early tillage. Let's just get that crop planted and not wait, not risk a seedbed that we worked when it was a little bit wet, and then we had a hard time getting the crop established. So to me, it's all about, if I have to, how can I make the planter my first trip across the field?
And that's a great insight there, Wayne, you know, and, you know, talking about some of that early planted corn and, you know, any of that early planted stuff that got in before we got some of those timely rains here in our area, and I know in many other areas, really did truly seem like that was some of the best yielding crop when it came harvest time.
Yeah, and, you know, and the other thing about the timely planted corn is the full of season hybrids even though we had what you would have considered the coolest year that we've had in probably a decade, the fullest season hybrids were still the best. They yielded the best in those earliest planted fields. Now, when you do get later, I really liked what I saw farmers doing. If they were planting, you know, that last week of May and into June, they did early up 3 to 5 RM units, and that's the right approach. I get worried when a guy wants to early up too much more than that because, and what we saw last year was some of the plots that got put in, you know, corn hybrid strip trials or soybean variety trials that got put in at the end of May and the first part of June, really everything, all the maturities yielded about the same, and they were all about the same moisture. So that, you know, when you get late, you don't want to go too early because you can limit your yield potential, and it really won't be any drier than a hybrid that's, you know, 3, maybe 5, at the most 7 RMs earlier than your traditional maturity at planting time. And you know, that brings up the one of the things I've been hearing a lot about, Jesse, is farmers that are thinking, gosh, last year was, you know, the second year in a row I had a hard time getting my crop out, and I'm going to early up this year. And I just caution people not to early up too much, because the fuller season hybrids, you know, even in a year like last year, they made the most corn. And the fuller season varieties, you know, mid and full season soybean varieties, they made the most beans. So you got to be careful when you early up. You might get a little bit earlier harvest window, but you could sacrifice a substantial percentage of your yield potential. So I like to encourage people, especially coming off the fall we had a year ago, let's stay with that traditional maturity that's worked for the last, you know, 10 years. Let's not early up too much. Okay, let's put a field into an earlier hybrid on the front end of the planting season, so I got something I can go harvest early in the fall. But for the rest of the fields, or for a majority of the acres, let's stay with that traditional RM.
Wayne, what are some other dominant factors that could really influence yield on the farm this year?
Well, you know, we were too wet most of 2018, and last year we got a reprieve on that. We weren't quite as wet, and so we didn't have you know, water damaging yield potential in a lot of some fields, but not across the board like we saw in some of the fields in 18. So I think, you know, too wet is always a concern, especially in northern Iowa, southern Minnesota. We can just get more rainfall than what the crop can use, and that can start to detract from yield potential. So I think, you know, too wet, you know, at Rob Seco, we rate our hybrids for response to wet feet. And if, you know, in your part of the world, I think that's an pretty important characteristic to know from your seed supplier.
Well, Wayne, all great insight. Anything else you could think of you want to mention here today on KGLO, or maybe give us some tips on how we can reach out to the folks at Rob Seco?
Yeah, well, I like I said, I appreciate the chance to spend a little time with you and your listeners this morning, Jesse. Thank you for that. And I think, you know, I just think I hope we don't have the same kind of challenges this spring. I hope we get a really nice March and we can get in the fields in early April. And I think we deserve that after what happened to us in 2019.
I definitely would agree. Wayne, we appreciate the time. Thank you for joining us today here on KGLO. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Wayne Fithian with Rob Seco joining us here on KGLO. And you can learn more about Rob Seco. Go online, robseco.com. That's robseeco.com. From the KGLO Farm Desk, I'm Jesse Stewart reporting.